Welcome to Horizon Episode 10, a podcast empowering women to heal, overcome trauma, and embrace change through our community. We strive to inspire women to create a future where they lead with love, confidence, and courage, helping break boundaries and each reach new horizons. Hey guys, welcome to Episode 10. I'm so excited. Woo! Episode 10. I told you guys I was going to do that every single time, so expect it every single time. But anyways, thank you for joining us. We reached episode 10. And today we are, I guess, what I like to call story time. I want to tell you guys a little bit about my background. I know we've talked about my relationship and things like that, but I want to talk about a little bit of my childhood, the way I grew up, my mom, things like that. I feel like that kind of puts everything together as to the person that I've become and why I am the way I am. So with that said, I am first generation Mexican American. My mom is from Mexico, Michoacán. And I am the first born of four. So I'm the oldest out of four. I have my sister, which you guys all know, she does a podcast with me. And then we have two younger brothers. We're all pretty of age already. The youngest one is 27. And we grew up with a single mom. So it's not uncommon. My mom's been a single mom all her life. And it's crazy once I sit there and think about how far she's come, being a single mom with no support system. My mom came here when she was 14. She is the second to youngest of eight. And she decided to leave Mexico and come over here because she wanted what every immigrant comes to America for. It's, you know, for the dream. And she wanted a better life for herself. I actually talked to my mom to kind of get a little bit more background because I didn't want to like say the wrong things. And my mom left at the age of 14 from Mexico, came over here on her own, and literally had no support system. She left because she wanted more for herself. My grandpa would not allow her to go to school. I guess she told me that he would say that that's where they get pregnant. So he just had them working. She told me she was working when she left. She was working picking melons. So yeah, it's a little bit of my mom. So she came over here. She had me. She got pregnant at 17 with me, had me at 18 years old, and literally did it on her own. I remember a lot of childhood memories with me and her prior to having my sister. And I remember a lot of the struggles that we endured. And looking back at everything my mom has gone through, I can see where I get my resilience from, to be honest, and my ambition. My mom now, she is an entrepreneur. She is a property investor, and she also flips homes. So my mom's in the real estate game, and she's made a pretty good she's achieved what I would say the American dream is, which is to make something of herself, you know? And she, like I said, she came out here, had me separated from my dad. I did see her endure, you know, dating relationships. They didn't work out. And I, in my healing journey after my separation, I looked back and reflected a lot on my childhood and some of the decisions that I've made, if they were led from that. You know, when you're healing, you really go to, you really get in tune with your childhood trauma. Without you even not trying to, it just, it's inevitable. Okay. Did I say it right? Inevitable. There you go. Marlo's helping me. Okay, guys. And you know what? She's a single mom and her relationships didn't work out. She didn't pick the right guys. And I remember when I was in my relationship thinking like, I don't want to be a single mom. And that's what kept me there too, because I wanted my daughters to have a mom and dad household, which kept me there under an unhealthy relationship, which it's worse than being a single mom. Now that I'm a single mom, I can tell you that personally. And I remember looking at my mom's struggle, but until I became a single mom, it's true what they say, you know, until you endured it, you're not gonna understand. And I completely understand. She did it with four of us. No family support, no friend support, literally on her own. Because for a minute there, I don't think she spoke to my grandparents because they were upset that she came over here. So I remember she did it on her own. And looking at my situation, I have my family, I have friends. And I was like, dang, this is hard. But no, she endured it a whole lot more. And I was literally telling my mom, I remember how she learned how to drive. My dad, I do remember at the time, he used to drink a lot and it was an abusive relationship. I do remember that. And I remember that he didn't want her to learn how to drive. And I remember her being very stubborn and like, I'm going to learn how to drive. And when my dad would like pass out, she would take the car and me and her would go driving around and she taught herself how to drive. So, and mind you, my mom has no education, zero education. She didn't go to school. My grandparents didn't allow her to. So to see how far she's come and to understand it now, everything that she's gone through on her own, all the struggles, and I was there for a lot of the struggles because I'm the oldest of four. So if you know about being the oldest to a single parent, you know that you take a lot of responsibility. I mean, the oldest always takes a lot of responsibility, but being the oldest of four with a single mom, I was her right hand. And I had to grow up really fast. And I had to babysit. I taught myself how to cook. I taught myself how to clean. My mom had like two, three jobs always. She was working. So I remember her being gone a lot of the times. And when she was home, she was resting. So I would take on the role of helping out with my siblings. And I remember through my healing that last year, I can be honest with you, I was pretty angry at that. I remember looking back and I remember like, I didn't know what I was feeling, but I was feeling anger towards my mom because I had to grow up so quick. And being a mom, and at that time where my headspace was at, it was like, how could, like, I didn't have a childhood, right? Because I had to grow up and help my mom and take a lot of the task on that a partner would, right? And I think as being the older, I feel like what I've learned is that we all, even though we're in the same family, everyone had a different experience with their parents. Like I can tell you, my experience from my sister's experience is totally different. And we've spoken about that and we've actually had some pretty heated discussions about that because she remembers things differently because it was different for her than it was for me. Right. She was able to focus on her education and do things that I couldn't do. And I was just the caretaker and, you know, I would feed them, things like that. So during my healing, I remember being pretty upset at my mom for that. But then I started to really dissect and look at her background. And that allowed me to understand that my mom did the best that she could under the circumstances that life dealt her with. And that helped me, honestly, understand. And I allowed my inner child to feel whatever she was feeling. But at the same time, I also gave her what grace, because at the end of the day, my mom came here with nothing, and she had four children, and parenting is not easy, especially being alone and struggling. And it's crazy because we have to really look at their upbringing and how they were raised as well. And a lot of that will give you a lot of answers, because I feel like there's two types of people in this world. There's the people that are going to allow their trauma to define them, and they're going to use that as an excuse to live a life that they live. And then there's the people that look at their trauma and do not allow them to define them, but allow them to become better from that. So I think you just have to decide which one you are. But before that occurs, you have to look at, you know, your parents' upbringings and what they've gone through and their traumas. And I feel like back in the day, it was a whole lot different than it is now, where now we're more in tune with like mental health and childhood trauma and what it really brings out. Because let's be honest, our childhood trauma, it follows us until we get older, especially at a certain age. It really starts to show more. And I feel like if we just sat there and looked at them and their upbringing, like I've said, you know, then we'll get a few answers. And my thing is, like, I saw my mom there, like I said, there was a moment where I was a little upset with her and I didn't speak with her last year. And I was angry. I was confused why I was feeling that way. It explained why I was always so short with her. It brought me to a lot of reflecting and a lot of my actions towards my mom. I love my mom, but I didn't really sit there and look at her struggles until I started going through my own struggles. I'll be honest with you. Yes, I endured it with her. Yes, I was there. Yes, we struggled with poverty. We struggled with getting kicked out of apartments. I've struggled with my mom. And it didn't really dawn on me until I started going through my own struggles of how she overcame so much and still is successful in where she's at right now, right? And as I started healing and working on myself and started allowing my inner child to feel. But at the same time, there comes a time where you cannot allow your inner child to control everything that you do, because it can get to that. I learned that I allowed her to feel. I allowed her to understand. I was kind to her. But at the same time, I am an adult now and I am in control. And I feel like inner childhood trauma is real. And it leads to a lot of the decisions that we make as adults. And that's why you hear a lot of... I remember I used to hear podcasts like, you have to heal your inner childhood trauma. That's what your inner child, right? And I didn't understand that until I started going through that myself. And learning that made me more aware as well of my children's trauma. So it made me, I feel, a better mother as well. And then after I surpassed my feelings towards whatever I had towards my mom, and I allowed my inner child to feel whatever I allowed her to feel, I healed her too. And me and my mom, I feel, have the best relationship we've ever had now. And I commend my mom for going through everything she went through. It wasn't easy, especially being a Mexican, no papers, doesn't know English, has no writing, reading. And to be where she's at now, it's honestly inspiring. And I remember thinking to myself, I'm a lot like my mom. I'll be honest with you. I'm a lot like my mom. I'm ambitious. I can see where I get it from. I'm resilient. Like, I'm a strong, independent, you know, everything that she is for sure, and probably more. And I feel like if it wasn't for what I saw her go through, I probably wouldn't be able to have gone through everything I've gone through. But I have support and I have my family. My mom didn't have anyone. At the time, she wasn't close with her family. She was literally alone. And she made mistakes. I saw her make mistakes. And children, I remember, I remember that I would think like, that's not good. Or, you know, children are very in tune with what adults do. We observe, we watch. And I don't think people really take into account, because I feel like the generation back then is like, children are seen, they're not heard. And to be honest with you, I am not raising my children that way. My children are seen. My children are heard. They are tiny little humans that have a different age gap, but they're very smart. They're very aware. They have emotions. They are in tune with their surroundings. And I feel like adults sometimes don't take that in because they're children. So allowing myself to look at my childhood trauma, allowing myself to look at my inner child and feel everything I've been feeling has honestly helped me a lot in my healing. And it's helped me parent a whole lot better, mother a whole lot better. And it's also had me reflect on decisions that I've made in my life and why I led to what I led. I wouldn't say, everybody says, because my dad was not in the picture, a lot of people like to say like, you know, you have daddy issues. I don't have daddy issues. I'm the type of person that, of course, me and my dad did have a relationship. Then he married and I stopped going over and it wasn't the same, right? So I don't want to say that, I mean, my ex is nothing like my dad, to be honest with you. So I didn't pick, or whatever the people say with people that don't have a dad in their life. I'll be honest with you, reflecting now, my mom did great. We're all successful in our own ways. We all are resilient in our own ways. We all have a lot of her traits, and they're amazing traits. We didn't let the circumstances of how we grew up define us and use that as an excuse to be a shitty person. Because I'll be honest with you, going through shit in life is going to either mold you, or it's going to mold you, or it's going to break you. And what I mean by that is like, it's going to break you to be an ugly person. It's going to turn you into someone that you should not be, because that's a lot to carry. I'll be honest with you. My mom taught me that. She taught me a lot, but she taught me that when there's a will, there's a way. She taught me to never give up. There's always, I remember her telling me, well, if that didn't work, try a different way. And I'm like, I don't want to. But she taught me that there's no quitting. There is no quitting. Are you going to sit there and cry about it? Or are you going to get up and do something about it? And I have to say that coming from one parent household to me did a lot more than probably coming from a two-parent household. And I'll be honest with you, I've been looking at my comments and I get a lot of feedback as far as like, well, a child needs a two-parent household. I'll be honest with you, I kind of disagree with that, because I came from a one-parent household and I would say I'm a great human being. And I have values, I have morals that probably being in a two-parent household couldn't give me, because it would have been very unhealthy. I would have seen two people probably not be happy. Like, I think people need to understand that just because you're a one-parent household doesn't mean that your children, and I was reading some of the comments, are like the statistics show that being in a one-parent household, the children are more vulnerable to not having a good life, or not growing up to be successful or whatever, right? Just thriving, okay? But I would say I'm the opposite of that, because I am here as a testimony from a one-parent household that is not true. And my children are that too. It's different with my kids because dad is there. It's just different circumstances, right? But what I'm saying is, like, for all the people out there that are saying that children can't thrive in a one-parent household, I don't agree with you. And you do have to put a lot of work into being a parent. It's not easy. You can't just sit here and my thing is, like, when me and my ex separated, and I know I preach a lot about self-love and prioritizing yourself, first, which is 100% true. But at the same time, just as much as I put into myself, I put into my children. And that is what's going to make a one-parent household have thriving children. I'm going to be honest with you. So when I read those comments before, when I was not on Healed, okay, I wanted to go on there and be like, you're wrong, and just kind of go at it. But then now that, you know, I'm in a better place and I've learned to overcome triggers, I've learned to heal, I learned a lot about myself, my childhood, my upbringing, my mother, I had to look at her and I had to look at her with different types of eyes and what I'm used to. And one-parent households can thrive. I don't understand to me why people say children need mom and dad. I agree with you. They do. Of course, they would thrive way better if they had both parents in the, not in the household, but in their life. Okay. So understand that your child would thrive on how you nurture them, how you care for them, how you love them, how you understand them. Are you listening to them? Like, children have a lot to say. And my thing is like, are you listening to what they have to say? Are you listening to their emotions? Are you listening to, and sometimes children will not talk right away because they, you might not make them feel safe or you might not make them feel heard. And I'll tell you, because I went through that with my children. Like I said, in my relationship, if you've heard my previous podcast, I worked a lot. I had my business. It was doing great. And I worked a lot. So I was gone a lot. And I remember telling my clients, because they used to be like, oh my God, your business is doing so good. And I was like, yeah, you know, I started it because I wanted to be a present parent and involved, not just a parent. But after my separation, I realized that I was an absent parent. I was doing the total opposite of what I intentionally built my business for it to be. And I was gone a lot. But there was also other reasons behind that. So now I've stepped back from my business. I closed down my big business. I came back to being an independent artist. And my main focus after leaving my relationship was prioritizing my children because I realized that I was lacking as a mother. And that what made me realize that is that I didn't know my children. I'll be honest with you. I remember driving home and my daughter, my oldest daughter, she was like, Mom, can I put music? And I was like, sure. And I remember she started putting Spanish music. My children are second generation Mexican-American on my side. And I think they're like fourth or fifth Mexican-American generation on their dad's side. So my daughter put Spanish music and I was like, what do you know about Spanish music? Like, you don't even understand it, right? Like, you don't even speak Spanish. So I was like, how do you know about this artist? And she's like, oh, Mom, I have a whole playlist. And I remember looking at her like, what? When did you start? And in that moment, it hit me like, you don't know your child. Like, you don't talk to your child. You don't listen to your child. Like, you've not purposely been neglecting her, but because you had so many things going on with dad and your business and everything else that's grown up, right? I was lacking having simple conversation with my children. Yes, I provided. Yes, I was mom. Yes, I fed them. Yes, I gave them a certain lifestyle. But at the same time, I realized that the things that matter were like, did I have a relationship with them? I did not. And so when I speak to, when I say like, I'm not a bad mom, but I lacked in a lot of things because of the situation I was in with their dad. So me leaving the relationship I have a way greater relationship with my daughters than I ever did before. And it's crazy because I make sure that I prioritize that. I put my children in therapy right away. I started investing time in having them trust me. I think that people need to understand that children, even though we're parents, we have the title of parents, same bloodline, last name, and we think we're entitled to our children talking to us, telling us, trusting us. No, it's not. They're human, just like you and I. They're just a different age group and they're tiny. You know, like we teach them values, morals. We teach them traditions. We're the ones that are guide. We are their childhood. But at the same time, I don't think that we take into account that they have emotions, they have feelings, and they want to be heard. And I remember getting home from work, and me and my ex used to sit there and have dinner, and it was just about Artie. Our children would just sit there and not talk, not conversate. Reflecting on that, I'm not proud of any of that. But now it's made me a way greater mother, a way greater parent. And my children are seen and they're heard. And I did have to earn their trust. I did have to earn them speaking and opening up to me. It wasn't just like, what's wrong? Tell me. No, they didn't just open up and tell me. It was more a effort of me putting in the work as far as like, I want to know. I truly want to know. I want you to trust me. And it's not just saying I love you, because just because you say I love you or just I can say I'm your mom does not mean that they should open up, right? And especially coming from the type of household that we came from, you know, I'm sure they were confused as far as like how I had to do a lot of apologizing. I had to do a lot of, and I know that my children, you know, saw a lot of trauma that I'm not proud of, as I learned that what I learned is that I was led with my emotions. And because I was led with emotions, I allowed them to control and navigate my life. And it led to a lot of mistakes that I did, and I'm sure their dad did as well. Now, being out of that relationship 2 years later, going through a year of healing, reflecting, getting close with God, it's allowed me to understand and have a lot of empathy and have a lot of, understanding, right? To the situation. I'll be honest with you, I don't hate my ex for what we went through. We were just two young children that didn't have a good example of a healthy relationship, and we had traumas that we weren't aware of. We were young when we got together. And we cope with things differently. And, you know, we tried to create a household and it would be good and we would have good moments and then it would be bad, you know? And it's crazy because my daughter was looking through my phone yesterday, one of my phones, and on the iCloud, I store everything. And she was just like, dang, mom, I had a lot of good times. And I was like, of course, like family wise has always been important. But in reality, there's a lot more to it than just what I would say was a lifestyle, or I gave her the best that I could give her. Like my children, in my thought back then when I was younger was, you know, I'm going to give my children everything I didn't have. But I think that as a young parent, I was thinking financially, materialistically, I wasn't really thinking in depth how I think now. And it's unfortunate, of course, that everything I went through and all of that chaos. But at the same time, there's something that came out of that that was beautiful. And that's me having a relationship with my daughters and giving them that space to communicate, to trust me, to, I don't like to say I'm their friend because my title is mom. That's the way I see it. But we have a good relationship where she can open up to me. They can open up to me and talk about anything. And to me, that means the world. And with that said, that is what today's episode was about. That was kind of story time. I hope you guys got some goodies out of it, for my parents out there especially. just some of the experiences that I've gone through, honestly. And I hope it helps. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the subscribes, shares. You guys have a great night.